There's a really fascinating sefer called the Tor Berekes from Makor Chaim. Tor Berekes was written by a student of Rabbi Chaim Vital. Rabbi Chaim Vital was one of the premier students of the Arizal. Talking already 1700, 1600, late 1600s, early 1700s. So Rabbi Chaim, his name is Rabbi Chaim HaKohen from Aram Tzoba, right? So Rabbi Chaim Cohen from Aleppo. He wrote a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch called Tor Berekes from Makor Chaim. The commentary is very interesting, though, because as opposed to citing a lot of halachic sources, he explains, you know, the spiritual underpinnings of each one of the halachos. So the beginning of the section for the fasts, the four fasts and Tisha B'Av, he cites a Tikkuni Zohar. And this is really just an unbelievable casting of understanding Tisha B'Av. There's a famous incident in the Chumash in which Yaakov Avinu fights with a malach, and the malach, you know, smites him in the loins, and the loins, and the inner thigh. Loins, I don't know, the loins, I guess, are a lot larger area than we think about nowadays, but at least according to those translators, he gets him in the inner thigh by the sciatic nerve, and Yaakov hobbles home. And the resultant commemoration of this is that the Jews don't eat the Yid Hanasha, right? We don't eat the sciatic nerve and the fats associated with the sciatic nerve, anything in the rear end of the animal. We don't eat it in America because a Treberin guy costs too much money. Because the price of meat is cheaper than the price of labor, and as a result, you know, so the labor costs too much, so we just cut off the back and we sell it to somebody, you know, who isn't commanded as such not to eat it. In Israel, meat is more expensive and labor is less expensive, so there you can get a back cut of the filet mignon or such. In fact, Ramosha Feinstein was visiting by the Tendlers, and for one of the Yontifs, and he said to them, you know, the meat in America just doesn't taste as good as the back quarter that we used to get in Europe, because in Europe also the price of meat was cheaper than the price of labor. So as a result, that's why we don't have it, and they did have it. So they said the sciatic nerve. So watch what the Tikkuni Zohar does, and this is a beautiful explanation. We know that there are 365 negative commandments, the don't do's, 365 don't do's. Right? The entire story of Yaakov fighting with the Malach is the one where Yaakov loses. Much like our illustration, be it the Mets, be it the Braves, whichever team we want to say is the Washington Senators from the musical, right? Whichever one it is, right?
So are you going back?
That's the story in which Yaakov Avinu is on the losing team. Despite the fact that normally he's on the winning team, this is one where he stumbles. He wins in the end, but he stumbles. He struggles and ultimately prevails. But there is that stumbling, and he emerges limping, right? That injury. And as a result, we don't eat the Gid Hanasha. Of the 365 Lotasin, the 365 negative commandments, this is our commandment not to eat the Gid Hanasha. So 365 Shin Samech Hei, 365, because it's based on the solar calendar.
You're thinking of the positive one.
That's 248. Oh. 248, 365. No problem. So 365 are also the days in the solar calendar. So there's 365, one of the 365, there's a day. In the same way you have 365 negative commands, there's 365 days. The same way that you don't eat the Gid Hanasha, you don't eat on this day of Yaakov Avinu's loss, Tisha B'Av. Unbelievable equation. The Gid Hanasha,
it's
resultant of Tisha B'Av, not necessarily on the day, but it's resultant of Tisha B'Av, and resultant of the Gid Hanasha. Why? You don't eat, right? That not eating, and that not eating is a result of a loss, of a loss in combat, and we add that more to the illustration that this is the. According to the Midrash, this is the Malach of Esav, the Malach of Edom, the spiritual guide of the Roman Empire who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. And they said the entire way that Tikkun HaZohar parses this idea is that this loss that comes as a result is that as we don't eat and we hobble from it. The Jewish people, in their national stance, we hobble a little bit until the sun rises, and it's another piece to it. But there's that hobbling. That's just part of the day. Well, you know, the Tisha B'Av, despite the fact that we know Netzach Yisrael L'Yishaker, that we're the eternal nation. But there's that day where we were stricken, the day where we hobble, the day where we don't eat, right? We lost the battle, but you know, ultimately we know we'll win the war. This is a Gid Hanasha. This is the Yaakov's fight with the Esav, and this is Tisha B'Av. Not fantastic. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful idea. And that, for that reason, the food that we don't eat, and even more, and there's another beautiful layer to it, that we have a rule in halacha that gidin, sinews, they don't have a taste. They don't have a halachic taste. So you take sinews and you cook it into something, they don't impart a taste. Ein begidin benois en tam. They have no taste. They used to say, Berdichev used to say, that we have two big fast days on the calendar, two the real McCoy. One from the Torah, one from the Navi, Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. On Yom Kippur, there's a state of spiritualization. You don't want to eat. You forget yourself. The idea of Yom Kippur is you're so spiritually elated. The theme of Yom Kippur is a day that we're spiritually elated. Who can eat? We're so enthused with the idea of Slichas Yisrael, of closeness with God. You don't need to eat. And on Tisha B'Av, how could you eat? You're really sick to your stomach. You hear the news. Right? You hear something so bad, you lose your appetite. There's no taste to the food, in the same way there's no taste to gidin, to sinews. It's like, you know, you don't even eat. There's nothing, you don't taste it at all. Ain't begidin nice and tam. I don't even taste it. Who can eat on Tisha B'Av? It's not even a question of halacha. It's a question of when you think about it, you lose your appetite. Person goes to visit the camps. Besides the people who stress eat, you lose your appetite. How could you eat, right? The Tisha B'Av and that same idea. The gid, the sinews, ain't begid tam. There's no taste to the sinews. There's no taste to the gid hanasha. No taste to Tisha B'Av. How could you eat? It's an unbelievable idea. Unbelievable that no, Mitzvah Hashem, it should not be lamaisa this year. So hear good news. We won't have to fast, but to give us a little bit more intense to understand that's what part of this entire structure of Tisha B'Av is all about, and understanding a little bit more.